Hello, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with, or what is the name of the person you're transferring?
Yes, her name is Cheyenne Ortiz, and okay. I submitted her information via the portal.
Yes, 929-673-7183, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. You can transfer.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Cheyenne.
How are you doing?
I am doing well, Cheyenne. How are you today?
Good.
That is good. My name is Jeremy Perlman. We are speaking on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. I just have to let you know that. And then you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I do apologize that some of these questions might be redundant as the ones you were just asked, but I do have to just confirm. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay. And then you do not already have an attorney assisting you in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
No.
All right. And then I just need to confirm, you're willing to affirm that you have not sought legal representation or signed any of the documents from another attorney or law firm in regards to the hair relaxer, correct? You have not signed anything?
Correct. I have not signed
okay.
anything.
Thank you. And then you have used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have used it.
Okay. And then when you, what, and you were diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxers, correct? Was it endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian
okay.
cancer.
Sorry to hear that. Okay, and then you and we're
all
fine.
Right, I beat it. I'm happy.
Yeah, that is good. We will get into that more about the treatments. So I will hold on. And then when were you diagnosed with cancer?
I was diagnosed on June 18, 2023.
Okay.
Recent.
That is recent. Less than a little more than a year. Okay, year and a half. That's good, though. You're doing well after. And then how old were you when you were diagnosed, roughly?
27. About to be 27, yeah.
Okay.
27, about to be. Literally, I got diagnosed the month of my birthday.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
I spoke to somebody yesterday, and they got diagnosed with an ailment similar to this year, the day before Thanksgiving. And, it's always...
We grow, you see, like, it's like food. We grow up on it, and it'd be like everything is changing. Everything's hurting us. Everything
yeah.
is just
No, it is.
Scary.
It was, yeah. And then who diagnosed you? What is the doctor's name or the facility's name?
The doctor's name, the doctor's name is, all right, I have, like, a speech problem, so I don't
You're
want
good.
To say it wrong.
If you can spell
Raphael.
It. Hmm?
Okay, Raphael Barouge.
B-O-R-O-U-G-H?
No, B-O-R-R-I-E-L-L-O.
Oh, I see. Okay. And what state was he located in?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn?
Sorry, I'm about to say it.
No, you're good. And where did you see him at? Was it at 50th Street? On 50th Court Street, or did you see him at somewhere
yes.
else?
Yes, okay. 50th Court Street,
okay.
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. 50th Court Street on the 6th floor, Brooklyn, New York, 11201. And I'll confirm all this with you at the end before I send you the documents, so everything is right. And then... You were not in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee when you were diagnosed. You were living there, correct?
No.
Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer products of any brand or more than four or more times in a single year before being prior to your diagnosis with cancer?
I've been using the hair relaxer for 8 years straight.
8 years, and you would use it every 3 months or so.
Every two months.
Okay.
That's how we use
okay.
it.
So, yeah, you would use it at least four times in a single year then, right? At minimum?
Yeah, like, I would say six because
okay.
if you put it half of it, you give it...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I've spoken to enough. I understand. And then you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what is your birthday, Cheyenne?
June 28, 1996.
6/28/1996. Okay. And then you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome, correct?
No, I wasn't diagnosed with anything else.
And then did any other loved ones, family members use hair relaxer and were later diagnosed with similar ailments?
No.
Okay. Okay. And what state did you use the hair relaxer in mainly?
New York.
New York, yeah. And roughly what year did you start using the hair relaxer? Just to estimate.
I was in school around that time. I was tired of my thick hair. So 2014,
okay.
I'm there to be. I'm going to be exact around August 26th,
okay.
2014.
Okay. August 25th. I'll put August 25th of 2014. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer?
December 15th. 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we spoke about this already. You're applying it monthly or every 2 months. And then consecutive years, you said about 8. Yeah, it's about 8 years exactly. Yeah, what you said. And then would you apply it at home?
I'll apply it myself, yes.
At home, okay. And no receipts or empty bottles or anything like that, right?
Yes.
You do have some?
Do I still have some? Oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're good.
I thought you said, did I have the original? Yes. I was.
No, you're good.
I bought the bottles myself.
Oh, yeah, the way I said it was a little confusing. And then what brand name product you used? Was it L'Oreal Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulators?
It was Soft and Beautiful.
So that was the next one I was just about to read. All right. And then this question is worded a little weird, but did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year? So for you, you stopped using it in 2022. So did you use the product for 2 years and then were diagnosed a year later?
No, because I started getting my symptoms and stuff. So I didn't know until I was diagnosed. So then
you did use the product though for 2 years, and then your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for 1 year. So you stopped using it in 2022, and then you were diagnosed in 2023. So it would be it's worded a little. Basically, did your cancer diagnosis happen after 1 year of using the products? And for you, it doesn't matter if you stopped or didn't stop.
Yeah, that's I could say it's after I stopped, but I was using it for years. So
yes.
Then yes, right?
Yes, yes. There you go. Sorry. It's worded. It's worded very
kind of confusing.
I know.
I'm so sorry. I'm like,
no,
you
know? Don't be sorry. I'm sorry.
I've been using it for so long. So it's like when it finally caught up to me over the years.
It's very redundant, the question, because you already gave me the information of when you were using it and the date. So it's just, I just have to confirm.
Okay.
And then, so that's a yes. And then you first became aware. That one we can leave. And then what treatments did you receive for the ovarian cancer?
I did chemo, radiation, and pain medicine.
Okay. Pain medication. And what was the start of your treatment date?
The start of my treatment date was June 19th. 2023. I did it right after.
Okay. And then was the treating doctor the same as the diagnosing doctor, the Rafael Borriello?
Yes,
the same. Okay, all right. Okay. And then I'm gonna confirm all these after too, just like that same question I asked you, the confusing one. I'll confirm it after too, so don't worry. And then Raphael's address up here. Phone number there. Oops. Parentheses. Not correctly. Okay. And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female reproductive cancers, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And marital status?
My medical status?
Oh, no, marital status.
Like, am I married?
Yes, single, married, divorced.
Oh, I'm single.
Okay. No, I may have to ask. And then also another one, what is your ethnicity?
Black African American.
Okay, all right. And then Cheyenne, Shyann, and last name Ortiz, Ortiz, correct?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or middle initial?
V.
What was that, V?
D, D as in David.
David, okay, D. And then what is your middle name?
De La Chante.
Okay, I'm going to leave it as D just so I don't make a spelling error.
Yeah, that's why I didn't.
And then this is another redundant one that usually never applies to females. Are you a first, second, junior, senior, anything like that?
No, I would be mad if I was a second of a woman.
No, I know. I have to ask. I know. It's just like the gender one. I have to ask it. And then
Yeah, funny.
I know. And then what is your social? If you do feel more comfortable, you can provide me with just the last four, but at one point they would require you to give the full thing.
Can I do last four? Over,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm over the phone.
Yeah, you're good.
9587.
9587, okay. When the attorneys call you, they will most likely ask you for the full social, but you'll know it's them. So.
Okay, I'll email it to them.
They'll probably ask you over the phone or have you email if you feel more comfortable emailing, they'll do it that way. And then
okay.
As long the last four will work for now because they just need it to basically pull the records. And then
okay.
Email is shyanno11@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then of course the best number to speak on is this one, 929-673-7183.
Yes.
And this is a cell phone?
Yes, this is a cell phone.
Okay. And when the attorneys reach out to you, it should probably be in about a week or so. Would you want them to reach you by morning, afternoon, or evening?
It don't even matter.
Okay, I'll put afternoon. All right. And then what is your best physical mailing address?
The address you have on file.
Let me see if they send it over. Hold on. Sometimes they don't send it over. Yeah, they didn't send it. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, they didn't send it over. I'm sorry.
Okay. 178
mm-hmm.
Avenue D, New York, New York, 100.
10091.
Yeah. New York, New York.
New York, New York. Okay. 10091, right? Oh, sorry. 100.
Wait. You got the whole address though, right?
Repeat it to me one more time. I'm sorry.
178 Avenue D, New York,
D.
New York.
Okay.
Zip code is 10009.
That is why. Okay. I didn't hear that last zero. My bad.
No, it's okay.
And is there an apartment number or anything like that to it?
Oh, yeah. 14F, I keep forgetting.
What was the apartment number?
One day I'm going to live in a house. 14F.
14F, okay. 1 second. New York, APT, number 14F, right?
Yes, 14F.
Okay. 14 Frank, all right, I got that. And then there are...
Yeah, I'm about to say something.
Yeah, and then there... And then there are medical records to support your diagnosis, correct? One of the hospitals will have them.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yep. And then you don't happen to have a copy of them on hand, right? They would have to get the lawyers to get them from the hospital.
Yes, the hospital has.
Okay. Yeah. No, you're good.
It will be hard for me to look.
No, you're good. They just want to.
I'm busy, so you know. It will take time for me to get the records.
You don't have to worry about it. They just want to know if you had them on hand, then they don't have to get it. So that's the only reason they ask. And then would you like to add an emergency contact? It is not necessary.
No, that's okay.
Hold on 1 second. One second. Two. One second. I want to see why this is not. One second. Saying, give me an error, but hold on. Once. June 11th would be. You said June 18th, right? 6/18. Diagnosed 2023.
June 18th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Was the diagnosis date correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. One second. Okay. Hold on. Let me. It's not letting me hit submit. Hold on. One second. Because you're in the statute. Give me one second. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll be right back. Hold on. Sorry about that. One second. Cheyenne, I'll be right back. One second. Hello, I'm back. Cheyenne, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. One second. I have my manager here. She's going to just see why this was doing that. Oh, it's because I didn't hit that. I see. Oh, that was user error. That was my fault. Okay, Cheyenne, let me just confirm all the information with you, and I will send you these documents. We'll complete them. It should take just a minute or two, and then the attorneys will have permission to reach out to you and start pulling medical records to get the case started, okay?
Okay.
And then you would let, we already spoke about this. It's going to be every, I'm just going to review everything. You do not have an attorney in regards to this lawsuit, the hair relaxer lawsuit, and you affirm that you do not have an attorney or sign any documents, correct?
Correct.
And then you did use hair relaxer chemicals within the last 20 years. You were unfortunately diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that diagnosis was 6/18 of 2023, and you were around 27 when you were diagnosed, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And then you're diagnosed.
About to turn 28.
Okay.
I just turned 28.
Okay. Oh.
I was just about to turn 27.
I see. So should I put 20? I'll put 26 then as the age.
Yes, because we know my birthday's at the end.
Yeah. And then doctor was Rafael, R-A-F-F-A-E-L-E, last name B-O-R-R-I-E-L-L-O. And he is
let
on.
Let me make sure. Wait, let me make sure the name is spelled correctly. I am so.
No, you're good. You're good.
R-A-F-F-A-E-L-E.
Yes, and last right? And then last name B-O-R-R-I-E-L-L-O.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Cool. And then address for address I have for him is 50 Court Street, Floor 6, Brooklyn, New York.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have his number here. It's I have it. I copied it from Google, his number. And then you were not in Tennessee, Kentucky, Louisiana. We went over that. You did use the hair relaxer brand more than four or more times in a single year. That is correct, right? Right. That is correct?
Yes.
Sorry, I cut out a little bit. And then you used hair relaxer on average. How many times per year? You said that was around like six?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, I almost scrolled that more. And then you are resident of the United States. Date of birth is 6/28/1996. And you were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. That is all correct?
Right, correct.
Okay. And then you are, of course, in New York and use hair relaxer in New York. You started using 8/25/2014 and stopped using 12/15 of 2022.
I started using the hair relaxer August 26, 2014.
26. Okay. Okay. Yeah. 8/26/2014.
All right. Yeah, and I've always I use like certain days of the month.
No, you're good. As long as you know the roughly the around the time, like 2014, and when you stop, that's all that really matters. Okay. It helps though when you know the exact dates. And then you were using it every month or two. You said the hair relaxer probably every 2 months. You were consecutively
every
using it.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And then you were consecutively using it for around 8 years. You applied it at home. Soft and Beautiful was the brand you used. And then here's the confusing question. Just to confirm, your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, that one's, they need to reword that one. And then treatments you had was chemo and radiation and pain medication. Treatment date was 6/19/2023. And treating doctor was Dr. Raphael again. Same address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then ovarian cancer, unfortunately, your diagnosis. You, of course, are a female. Cheyenne, S-H-Y-A-N-N, one word, middle initial D, last name Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. And you are not a junior, senior, first, second, or third. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then last four of your social, I'm going to repeat it back to you, is 9587.
Yes.
Okay. And then best email for you is S-H-Y-A-N-N-O. 11@gmail.com. Yeah. Wait, what was that?
Okay. O as in Ortiz, right, Matt?
Yeah. O as in Ortiz, and then 11. So shy anno, or I guess shy anno. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know why I read that. It's two different words. Shy anno 11@gmail.
Yeah.
Okay. And this, of course, is the best number to reach you on 929-673-7183. And this is a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your address is 178 Avenue D, as in Doug, New York, New York, apartment 14F, zip code of 10009.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay. And then there are medical.
You know, when I became cancer free, I remember that day.
Yeah. Let me write. When was that in the notes? Became.
Okay, good.
Oh.
August 20th, 2024,
this year I came in. Oh, really? Congrats.
Thank you. It was a year long, yeah. Still feel like certain like weaknesses, but it's still good. Still better.
Right. No, I can imagine because you went through chemo. That's tough on the body. You know, it's breaking down all your cells, you know, and it's probably not feeling well.
Yes.
Yeah, I speak to a lot of people, before this too. I was helping people file claims for Camp Lejeune. They were having a lot of people had cancer, and it is rare that I do speak to somebody that was cancer free so not so soon after, but it's always refreshing to hear, because I do know it is a struggle.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm glad to hear that you're able to make it through.
I'm thankful for God that I would make it through, and I'm happy it wasn't a farther stage of anything. So I'm very grateful I caught it in time.
What made you go in?
The rashes and stuff. Like a real thing that made me go in was a domino pain, the constant domino pain.
Just not always
and
there.
The rashes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rashes on my skin. It was just, you know, like I go to a regular doctor all the time and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like when. It was like too bearing the pain. That's when I really had to go and check.
To see a specialist and stuff. Yeah.
I went to Dr. Raphael because it was just like, no way. Yeah,
because it's a rash. The doctor could be like, oh, you might be allergic to something you got new or something. Maybe they might write it off. But that constant pain, and, you know, they gotta look at that.
Yes, it was a domino pain. It was just like more so. That's what they was really like. Having domino pain for us females is really bad down there. So
I can imagine. My girlfriend, when I always tell her that I couldn't imagine the pain of giving birth or having a period, because I don't deal with pain very well. I couldn't imagine constant pain having to deal with that down there. I congratulations on the cancer free of in August. 5 days before my girlfriend's birthday, actually. So I will remember it. This is next year coming up.
Your lucky numbers.
Yeah, I will remember it. And then just to confirm again about the medical records, the hospital will have them, or Dr. Raphael, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. It'll be a DocuSign. I'm sure you've done them before. They're very simple. You're just going to click on the link. It'll say Jeremy Perlman. That is my name. Wants to send you a document. Just complete it. And then that will give you the attorney's permission to reach out to you and start pulling records. And once you complete it, they should be reaching out to you within probably, I would say, by next Wednesday. And I'm going to text you too once you complete it right now. So let me know once you're in it.
Okay.
So you have my number too, in case you don't hear from them in a week. You can always call me and I can transfer you over.
Okay, they let me sign in now. But
mm-hmm. You're good. Gotta get
it. I just signed with L's.
Yes, just sign where it says that one. It says sign, and then once you sign the one time, you would do adopt and confirm, or confirm signature, or adopt and sign, I'm sorry. And then after that, it will save your signature. So then you just have to tap everywhere else. And then you'll see a finish at the very end. And if you hit finish and it takes you up, it'll take you to one you missed. And then let me give you the firm's information once you do hit finish. Once you hit finish, my computer will let me send this text message to as well, which is all the information. Okay, Cheyenne, and then I'll put the firm in there. Yeah. And then I think after you adopt and sign, I think there's like two or three signatures, and then they finish. Oop, that was loud. Sorry.
Yeah, I did it.
No, you're good. And then let me text you from my number. You're good. I got the completed notification. And then did you get that text from the 949 number right now?
It'll be
386-1587. That'll be the number.
No, not yet.
Okay, hold on. I think it's been sending so slow today. I wonder why. Hold on, let me try it this way. One second. I sent it again. Let me know if you got it. It'll say,
yeah,
it's Jeremy. Okay. That's weird. I've been having to do that twice today now, resend it. I'm glad you got the message, though. You have my direct number. If you have any questions or do not hear from the attorneys by, like I said, next week at this time, next Wednesday or Thursday, please feel free to give me a call back. Or if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call back. But yeah, A4D, I'm sorry, should be reaching out to the law firm, and they're just going to basically confirm everything we talked about. So just let them know. Also, please do tell them too, the cancer-free date, because I'm sure they will like to hear that, because that is always good for them to hear. They're a very good firm in regards to this. They are one of the better firms at this. So you do have a good firm backing you. You do have a very solid case, okay, and you are in the statute. So I would say, thank you for your time, Cheyenne. It was very refreshing speaking with
you. Thank you for your help.
No worries. I thank you for your time. You keep on keeping on and stay strong, because that's all you can do. And just stay happy.
I was about to say that's all we can do in this world, right?
You know, you can't worry about the past. Yeah, exactly. And you would know that better than anybody because of what you went through with the whole treatments and stuff, more than I could even say.
Exactly.
So,
Exactly.
But I thank you for your time, and you have my number. So if you have any questions, please feel free to call me, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.